Liz is on the Team Hochberg phone line. You're not part of the grammar police, are you, Liz?
Well, you know, that's exactly what I was going to say. Take the you out of it, and instead, like they said, it wouldn't be me are going. Mm-hmm. That's an easy way of doing it.
Like that. It wouldn't be, we made it to Friday, me and I, or you and
right.
I don't know.
So whenever you have a you and me or you and I, just take the you out of it, and then automatically, you know, you would, just like they said, you wouldn't say me. But, you know, I'm a quiet listener. All the years that you've been on different times with your dear wife many years ago, and I've followed you, Bob. I've always loved you, and I've never, ever picked up the phone to tell you. And when this little English grammar thing came up, I thought, well, now's a good time because I'm listening to you in Washougal, Washington, and it's 2 hours earlier. So, you know, I have to like you a lot to be up so many hours before my usual wake-up time.
Well, Liz, you just made my day at 5:44. Are you listening on the app? How are you hearing us?
I'm hearing you on my iPad, and you know, I've got a lot of radio stations. I love old-time radio, and I listen to, you know, Inner Sanctum and Jack Benny and some of those things. So my iPad is just real important to me. I love it.
Jack Benny, my favorite.
WGN I have on. I love WGN. I love Dean. I love John Williams.
Are you originally from Chicago, Liz?
Yes, not originally. Originally from Pennsylvania, moved there in the 50s and lived almost 60 years there. And I'm here in Washougal, a couple of miles away from my daughter, kind of retired.
Good for you.
I'm sorry?
I think it sounds like a good life you got going for yourself in the Northwest.
Oh, I do. I have a wonderful family. I'm 85, and I feel 35.
Wow. And you sound like you're 35, too. Well, the least we can do for you, Liz, is to send you one of those throwback WGN Radio retro logo T-shirts.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. I know you're limited in them, and I don't want to take it away from someone, you know, that's living there and in Chicago. That's kind of you. You don't need to do that.
No, listen, they are made especially for you. Very comfy, lovely powder blue, and you can put that on while you're listening to us. Great talking to you, Liz. Appreciate the kind words.
Well, it's great talking to you, and I have to tell you, when you were talking about baseball, one of the reasons I moved to Chicago was my husband at the time played for the Cubs, and he was from Connecticut, and at the time I was living in New York, but when we got married, you know, we made our home in Chicago, and right after we bought our home, he was traded. So it was
Who is your husband, and when did he play?
You know, he signed in 56 and was traded in 60, and that's way before your time. You wouldn't have known. He lasted 18 years in the major leagues, which is a pretty long time, but was never a superhero.
Well, Anna and I will know. Who? What's his name?
Mo Drabowski was his name.
Oh, are you kidding? Of course, Mo. Some sportscaster used to humorously refer to him as Mysterious Mo, but I remember growing up, it was Drabowski and Dick Drott.
Yes, good for you.
Oh, are you kidding?
And Glenn Hobby. And,
sure. What a pitching staff that. Dick Ellsworth, who I think was a 20-game loser.
Oh, yeah. Dick Ellsworth was a great left-handed pitcher. He did very well. And I don't know if you remember Jim Brosnan. He had written a couple of books. Yeah. They were good friends of ours. And
famous.
Johnny Klipstein.
We know all those names, Liz. Come on. That's fantastic. Wow. And so Mo passed away some years ago. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yes, he did. It's been a long time. It's been over 10 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is great hearing from you. And, you sure do have some connections with Chicago. Hold on, Liz, and we'll get your address so we can send you that exclusive WGN Radio T-shirt. You deserve it.
Thanks, Bob. And Happy New Year. And what a great gang of people you have there. You've got a good team. And just so enjoyed listening to you. So think of me here a couple hours earlier than you, but you're well worth staying up for.
Well, now that I know you're listening, I will do a much better job, believe me. Hold on.
And a lovely hello to your dear wife.
I'll tell Marianne you said hi. Thanks, Liz. Hang on.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Wow. Oh, man. Mo Drabowski.
Yes, if we wouldn't know the name Mo Drabowski.
Yeah.